Swines don't know the value. Because people have this sort of weird image of Jesus. They think of him as this sort of partying guy, right? That's what his enemies said. He was always hanging out with sinners. And they think of Jesus, and then so this image develops of Jesus as good time Charlie, hanging out with sinners, you know. And so what does it become? We just become this sort of, we just slap him on the back. Hey, God loves you. Jesus loves you. Won't you believe in him? Come just as you are. There's no other way you can come. But not making any demands. See, Jesus didn't say, come as you are. No. He wants you to do something when you come. Don't come to him just as you are. Come with repentance. Bring forth fruits meet for repentance. Doesn't mean you can come to God saying, God, I bring you these gifts, or God, I have this righteousness to present to you. Take me in. No. A broken and a contrite heart God will not despise. See, Jesus dined with sinners, but doesn't say that he approved of their sin. He came to them preaching the same message he preached to all. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, people forget that that is what Jesus always preached. He was about righteousness. But he came to bring righteousness to those who knew they needed righteousness, not to those who thought they already possessed it by their legalistic rules and regulations, which left out the more important matters, the matters of the heart. He ate with sinners who were ready to repent, who wanted to hear him preach. It wasn't as if he sat in front of people who, hey, oh, Jesus, don't go on about righteousness. We're sick of hearing about righteousness. Let's just party. Hey, I'm ready to party. I love you guys. I love everybody. You remember, Jesus loves you. Let's have a party. Hey, come on, Jesus, make some more wine into water. I mean, water into wine. and then they keep, you know, and then there's this image of Jesus. It's just, he just having a great time with sinners, and right? That's not why he dined with sinners. He dined with sinners to turn them into something different. The sinners Jesus dealt with believed that they were not worthy of him. But he descended. He declined to their level, to be with them, though he was far above them. And the scribes and Pharisees, who were as big as sinners as anybody, but who thought they were righteous, Jesus had no time for them. Because God gives grace to the humble, but resists the proud. God resisteth the proud. Don't mistake Christ for just some, hey, he just wants to party with the sinners and so on and so forth, and he loves you even though you're a sinner. Ah, I understand, Mary. If you're a slut, that's okay. I'm Jesus, I understand. He forgives, but he does not condone. And he doesn't just expect you to do it. He helps you. Christ came to deliver us from our sin and iniquity. He's not just sitting there reproving, but willing to come near, you know. No. He is there to deliver us, because we need to be delivered. But swines and vicious beasts who don't know the value of the great treasures of the knowledge of God and the wisdom that brings eternal life, because that's what we're here for, friends. Is eternal life. I want eternal life. That's why I'm a Christian. I want to live forever. I don't want to die. And this is the way. This is how we have to walk. Right? And there's great wisdom to be found in it. And you can be instructed in it. But some people are not worthy of it. You can't speak it to them. You can try. But as soon as they start treating it like they don't know, you can tell, they don't know what this is worth. Withhold it. Don't keep trying. You know, you start to speak to someone about the Lord, and you get this, and you have that feeling like they don't see the value in what's coming. They're not hungry for it. They don't know the value of pearls. Let it go. Because if you keep pushing it, they're going to step on it, and then they're going to rip into you. It is neither beneficial for them, nor does it make you look good in the sight of God, taking his pearls of wisdom and casting them before animals and dogs. You know, what do dogs know with that which is holy? They defile it.
Verse 7, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Ask. This is, you know, the simplicity of Christianity is this, that in faith we ask it. In faith we seek it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Ask and it shall be given you. You know, we have to have in us a heart placed there by God to seek him. Because there's no man that seeks God of his own accord. God first plants it in us to seek him. Faith does not come from us. It comes from God. It comes from God opening up our hearts. Because I tell you, and people think, because otherwise what it is otherwise then it's all on you. It's all our works. It's all our choice. It's all our this. But salvation is of God. God puts it in our hearts to seek him, to be willing. Our hearts are prepared. Our hearts are humbled. You know, swines and dogs aren't looking for the good things. Knock and it's going to be open. You've got to go and knock. And Jesus uses other parables to show, like, how much God really prefers you to be persistent. I'll tell you what, I asked many times to get the Holy Spirit before it over a course of my entire life, basically, from the time I was a teenager on, seeking the Holy Spirit and going away dejected, not having received nothing. And several years might go by before I'd ask again. I wasn't very persistent, so God wasn't very urgent. Or he treated me, he's like, well, you're not very urgent about the thing, so I'm not going to be very hasty about the thing. And I know all kinds of reasons why it was good that he waited, but I'm not going to go into that in my own experience. I'm just saying that it can take years, especially if you aren't diligent, as I wasn't. Ask 1 year, pray, cry out to God, shed a few tears, nothing, go away dejected. Maybe it'd be 2 or 3 years before I'd go and ask again. But I asked sincerely, and many times, maybe not 2, 3 years, but occasionally it would go that far. Because I knew I was lacking something.